ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا.
Have you not seen those to whom a portion of the book was given? They believe in baseless superstitions, and taghut, false deities, and say about the unbelievers that they are better guided than those who believe. They believe in baseless superstitions. Jibt signifies a thing devoid of any true basis and bereft of all usefulness. In Islamic terminology, the various forms of sorcery, divination, and soothsaying, in short, all superstitions are termed jibt. And taghut, false deities. For an explanation, see Surah Al-Baqarah 2:256, notes 89-90 above. And say about the unbelievers that they are better guided than those who believe. In this verse, the word unbelievers means those people in Arabia who associated others with God in His divinity.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا.
Such are the ones whom Allah has cursed, and he whom Allah curses has none to come to his help.
أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ فَإِذًا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا.
Have they any share in the dominion of Allah? Had that been so, they would never have been granted people even as much as a speck on a date stone.
أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا.
Do they envy others for the bounty that Allah has bestowed upon them? Let them bear in mind that we bestowed upon the house of Abraham, peace be upon him, the book and wisdom, and we bestowed upon them a mighty dominion.
فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْهُ وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا.
Whereupon some of them believed and others turned away. As for those who turn away, hell suffices for a blaze.
This is in response to the malicious remarks of the Israelites. What is being said is that they had no justified reason to feel jealous, since both the Israelites and Ishmaelites were offspring of the same Abraham, peace be upon him. Now, the leadership of the world had been promised only to those children of Abraham, peace be upon him, who followed the book and wisdom revealed by God. The book and wisdom had been sent down earlier to the Israelites, and to their discredit, they turned away from them. The same book and wisdom had now been made available to the Ishmaelites, and they had decided to receive it with faith and gratitude.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِمْ نَارًا كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
Surely, we shall cast those who reject our signs into the fire, and as often as their skins are burnt out, we shall give them other skins in exchange that they may fully taste the chastisement. Surely, Allah is Almighty, All Wise.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا لهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وَنُدْخِلُهُمْ ظِلًّا ظَلِيلًا
And those who believe and do good deeds, we shall cause them to enter the gardens beneath which rivers flow. There they shall abide forever. There they shall have spouses purified, and there we shall cause them to enter a shelter with plenteous shade.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُم بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُم بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا
Allah commands you to deliver trusts to those worthy of them. And when you judge between people, judge with justice. Excellent is the admonition Allah gives you. Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. And when you judge between people, judge with justice.
Here the Muslims are forewarned against the evils which had afflicted the Israelites. One of the fundamental mistakes committed by the Israelites was that in the time of their decadence, they had handed over positions of trust, i.e. religious and political leadership, to incompetent, mean, immoral, dishonest, and corrupt persons. The result was that corruption spread throughout the nation. The Muslims are being directed to take heed of this and to entrust positions of responsibility only to those who are capable of shouldering the burden of such positions. The major weakness of the Israelites was that they had completely lost their sense of justice. They pursued either personal or national interests at the cost of honesty, equity, reasonableness, and good faith. After informing the Muslims of the iniquity of the Jews, God now warns them against committing similar injustices. They should rather declare what is right in the face of friend and foe alike and judge between people and justice and equity.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا
Believers, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those invested with authority among you. And then, if you were to dispute among yourselves about anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger. If you indeed believe in Allah and the Last Day, that is better and more commendable in the end. And then, if you were to dispute among yourselves about anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger.
This verse is the cornerstone of the entire religious, social, and political structure of Islam, and the very first clause of the constitution of an Islamic state. It lays down the following principles as permanent guidelines. A. In the Islamic order of life, God alone is the focus of loyalty and obedience. A Muslim is the servant of God before anything else. B. Another basic principle of the Islamic order of life is obedience to the Prophet, peace be upon him. C. In the Islamic order of life, the Muslims are further required to obey their fellow Muslims invested with authority, ulu al-amr. These include all those entrusted with directing Muslims in matters of common concern. Hence, persons invested with authority include the intellectual and political leaders of the community, as well as administrative officials, judges of the courts, tribal chiefs, and regional leaders. D. In an Islamic order, the injunctions of God and the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him, constitute the basic law and paramount authority in all matters. Whenever there is any dispute among Muslims or between the rulers and the ruled, the matter should be referred to the Quran and the Sunnah, and all concerned should faithfully accept the judgment that is thus arrived at.